Hey guys, welcome back. You're listening to The DM with Audrey Brianne and Tyree.
I'm Audrey Brianne.
And I'm Tyree.
We hope you keep tuning in to The DM with us, where we have chatted about films such as Hustlers, Mary Queen of Scots, and HBO's Insecure and Euphoria. Last week, we reviewed the film Enola Holmes, which is super cute and you guys should check out.
On this week's episode of The DM, we'll be reviewing Hulu's original, The Great.
So we are talking about The Great. This is a Hulu original series that debuted, I believe, in like March 2020 because it came out when the COVID lockdown happened, which was very sad because there was no press tour for this. So this meant that Miss Elle Fanning's lovely outfits that were all ready to go, we never got to see them. Let's start at the beginning. The costume designer is Emma Fryer. Her films include Shakespeare in Love, Star Wars Episode I, and the makeup artist is Louise Coles, and her films include Mary Queen of Scots, woo-woo, which we have already talked about on the DM, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Parts 1 and 2. Her television credits include The Crown, Black Sails, and Sherlock. So The Great is just basically set in 18th century Russia, and long story short, it's about a royal woman, Catherine, living in rural Russia. She moved there from France during the 18th century, who is forced to choose between her own personal happiness, meaning her lover that she has, and the life that she wants, and the future of Russia when she marries an emperor by the name of Peter. That is the gist of this show, and it's like a dark comedy, I would say.
Yeah.
And yeah, we can just get into a little bit of characterization. Elle Fanning is Catherine. She's pretty young and naive. When she first becomes empress, she's about 17 years old. Actually, she is 17 because her 18th birthday happens on the show, which we will get to that because it's an amazing dress that she wears. And, you know, she gets to Russia. She doesn't like it. She's married off to this emperor. They don't get along. We see that they don't get along because actually Emma Fryer had them do something with the wardrobe where the court, like the emperor's court, they were all in jewel tones. And Catherine comes in and she was in pastels. She did that purposefully so that it showed like such a crazy clash between the two. Like she wanted it to be that like these two don't get along. It's like oil and water basically. So, you know, Catherine comes in, she's naive, she's a young woman, she's never been in any kind of court or anything. So she's just automatically and very quickly shunned by all the other women, the high ranking women who should be her friends, don't want to be friends with her, don't want to hang out with her. The emperor sees that she's unhappy and he's already got several mistresses. So he gets her one because it's like back then that's like what they do and it's normal. It's funny, Tyree was saying, in today's society, it would be a toxic relationship. Yeah. But he gets her basically a boy toy. And he's like, here, you know, have this man. He's going to be your friend. You two hang out. She winds up falling in love with him. And spurned through that love, she decides that she doesn't. Not only does she not want to be with the emperor, she wants him dead. And she wants to ascend the throne and become empress because there's things that she wants for the people of Russia that, you know, her husband doesn't want. Women can't read, and she really, really doesn't like that. She tries to help the other women read, and it just doesn't go over well. And there's just other progressive, forward-thinking things that Catherine wants out of her life, but also the lives of, you know, her Russian disciples. And she just decides that the best course of action is to overthrow her husband.
Yeah, so with the costumes, starting with Catherine, I believe she wears like yellow showing up to Russia, but then she starts wearing like earth tones. And like you said, she starts matching her husband. I guess with the costumes, Emma Fryer was saying that she explored a lot of contemporary styles. So she researched a lot of 18th century Russian pieces, but she explored contemporary styles and she looked at like Versace and Dior and just kind of had like mood boards of high fashion pieces and then translated it to fit like Elle Fanning.
Mm-hmm. And her husband is played by Nicholas Hoult. He is Peter. He's pretty dim-witted. People pretend to like him because, like, he'll say a joke and nobody laughs. So then he'll, like, repeat himself. He'll be like, and then I said, and then, like, he'll repeat it. And they're all like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Like, very fake. But they're scared of him because, like, he can be a violent man. Like, he orders people to be killed. Boom, just like that. So, like, people are scared of him and they don't want that. So they laugh at his crazy, unfunny jokes. And initially, he doesn't like Catherine. He finds her to be frigid and even kind of unattractive simply because the two, they just don't get along and she doesn't entertain him and his characteristics and the way he does things. He drinks a lot and he doesn't take being emperor very serious. He has a lot of other people in his ear telling him what to do. And he's just not, like, particularly good at anything. He gifted her a bear, like a real bear. Like, we're not talking like a bear fur coat or something, like a genuine living, breathing bear.
Like a the way, life-size bear.
Yeah, like as a pet, he gave her a bear. Then the last character of note is going to be Miss Phoebe Fox, who plays Mariel. And Mariel is Catherine's handmaid. And the way that she got her job, Mariel actually used to be a high-ranking woman in court, but her father was caught in a scandal. And because of that, her family all got denoted to, like, farm and slave and, like, hardworking labor kind of jobs. But they used to be high in court. And Mariel hates this. It's really difficult for her because, you know, she has to be in the same room as women that used to be her friends, and they act like either they act like they don't know her or they'll do this horrible thing where they'll say things about her situation or allude to it, and she has to just sit there and suffer. She can't say anything because, like, it can get her whipped, it could get her punished. And so, long story short, what happens is that once Catherine comes up with this plan and Mariel's on board with it, because Mariel at first is like, Catherine, we can't overthrow the king or the emperor, we can't stage a coup. But once she really realizes that, like, oh, this could be something, Catherine tells her that, like, once I'm empress, you will get your title back. And so basically that's, like, you know, music to Mariel's ears, and Mariel's on board to help her stage a coup against her husband. That's the show in a nutshell, but we definitely want to get into some of the costume design. There's much to talk about.
Yeah, and a lot of the women on set wore corsets to help with their posture, and the dresses that Elle wore, like, when you think of, like, an empress or, like, a queen, they used a lot of, like, jewels and accessories. So, like, with Elle playing Catherine, her body styles were very, like, simplistic and very, like, plain, not overdone. So mm-hmm. she played with, like, colors more. And on separates, like, a lot of the women wore, like, dresses. And she threw in a couple of two-piece items, which mm-hmm. I don't know if they usually did that during that time period. But Emma obviously probably did that to, like, freshen up the look a little bit.
There was this one scene in particular I remember where Elle Fanning, Catherine's character, had a t-shirt on. Like, it's very low cut and it's paired with a corset, but at the end of the day, it's a t-shirt. And I thought that was really cool because, like, it didn't take me out of the moment, but it definitely had me, like, notice it. And I was like, oh, that's cool how they're doing, like, modernization of the 18th century because, like, that's literally a white tee and she's just got a corset over. It's in a scene where she's in her bedroom, so it wouldn't be something that she'd be seen, like, out in public in court wearing, but, like, just for her hanging out around in her room, like, it was like a daytime outfit, and it was actually really cute. Like, as a woman today, I don't wear corsets. I have no inkling to want to, but I even looked at that and I was like, that's cute. Like, that's actually something I would want to wear.
Yeah, and the corset's, like, higher. It's, like, more of a bustier, because it goes, like, up to, like, her chest, kind of. But, yeah, I think that's, like, really cool how they played with the shapes of the old time period to the time period now. And I know that they wore, like, a lot of furs because they were in Russia, I think. And, like, the men wore, like, fur hats. The women wore, like, wigs. And I know that with the wigs, they were pushed back to the back of their head and, like, Catherine finally got fed up and told them that, like, your wig is supposed to cover your head. It's not a hat. And I just think, like, that was pretty funny. Her maid, Mariel, they weren't really friends originally. Mariel got shunned by the women because of something her dad did. Mm-hmm. And so she was a maid, so she wore, like, separate, I think, like Beauty and the Beast. I think of, like, her white outfit with, like, a gray skirt or, like, with a blue skirt. Or, like, it's very, like, plain. She's definitely helping. Like, she's the maid. And that's pretty much what she wore, so.
And there is the cutest birthday dress. So I'm going to talk about it because it's just my favorite. You guys may have seen it because it was featured and advertised in the promotional photos and like billboards and everything. It is this hot pink magenta, lovely little dress. It's very simple. Catherine doesn't wear a lot of like jewelry and like she's not very like over accessorized, but they actually talk about it in the show that they dyed this dress specifically for her 18th birthday. It's almost neon magenta is what it is, but it is one of the like most rich, intense colors of hot pink that I've ever seen. And with Elle Fanning being so pale, like it just pops. Like when she comes out in the dress initially, I mean, I think I actually paused the show because I was just like, oh my goodness. It's, for me, it's my favorite outfit of all of her many outfit changes is her 18th birthday dress. Yeah. What it reminds me of is Marie Antoinette, the version that Kirsten Dunst stars in that was pretty modern and like had very colorful costuming. Yeah. It beautifully like kind of throwback it to that. And I just think it's mesmerizing. It's the best costume, in my opinion, of the show.
And it's really simple, the dress. I mean, basically, it's just a magenta, like, gown. But I think the way that they did it, it definitely helped elevate the look. And in saying that, with the other characters, like, wigs, like, they did a good job with Elle Fanning's hair, especially with the pink dress that you're talking about. It's pulled back, but it's, like, has, like, a wavy curl to it.
Yeah.
And I know that she did, like, a fishtail braid, and she did a couple other like natural looks. So she didn't really do the wig situation.
Yeah.
They just did a really good job with her hair naturally.
And she was super fresh faced. Like Louise does a great job of letting Elle's natural beauty come out and like not having her be a character. Like she looks like a real woman, if that makes sense. Just because we can see who she is, we can see her skin. Even though she is wearing like wigs and stuff, her wigs are blonde like her hair is. Like she's not wearing wigs that are powdered or like pastel colored like the other women of the corps are. So it's just everything's very fresh on her and modern and just feels different. But I think that also helps with the whole her being shunned initially is because she does. She physically looks different than the other women. Like nobody else is really doing it the way that she is. I just wanted to note this is the second time that Nicholas Hoult and Elle Fanning have worked together. They also worked together prior in Young Ones. So this was a bit of a reunion for the two of them. And also Tony McNamara, who's the creator, he saw Nicholas rehearsing for The Favorite, a film that he was in. And that is how he got cast and put into this role for The Great as Peter because he just found him to be so convincing in The Favorite.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
Yeah. So there's some little behind the scenes stuff going on. That's honestly the show in a nutshell. Because, like,
also, there's one more point because we said it was like loosely based on Catherine. Is none of these actors or no one in the series actually speaks Russian or has Russian accent, but it's based in Russia.
They are speaking American English, which is, it's that maybe takes you a little bit out of.
But also I think Peter, the real Peter, didn't really speak Russian, so maybe that's why they did that.
Yeah, because this, again, guys, loosely based on historical events. But we are going to get right into red carpet. Disclaiming, we chose for this episode to just highlight Elle Fanning. The Great is her show. It's a really great catalyst for her to be this like leading woman in Hollywood. And so it made the most sense to us to just talk about her outfits today. So we are only going to be highlighting Miss Fanning, but do not worry, we have lots of great outfits and we are going to jump right into them, starting with
Philosophy de Lorenzo Serafini for The Late Late Show with James Corbin. And this, I believe, is a jumpsuit. It does kind of look like it is a two-piece, but I do believe that it's a jumpsuit. Mm-hmm. It is a gold color with sequins all over. It has a plunging V neckline, probably goes right above her belly button. Mm-hmm. It's long sleeve. It's belted. It has like a flower as like the belt fasten. And then she's wearing like these chunky heels that I believe are either gold or like a rose gold color. Mm-hmm. And I think I like this because Elle Fanning is very fair skinned and she's blonde. And it's like the color of her skin. It's kind of like a nude or like a gold color. And it just looks really good on her.
I'm getting ready to go off, y'all. So, in a good way. Samantha McMillan, Elle Fanning. They have been together as a duo since Elle Fanning was a little girl. I'm talking like, I think before she was even in the double digits. So they have had a very long and successful career together. I think that this outfit would look pretty crazy on any other actress. Like Tyrese said, this is all over beige, all over sequin. That is tough. That's basically the equivalent of wearing stark white. It's a tough look. You have to have confidence. You have to have the right just personality to like pull it off. Elle does this flawlessly, and I think so much of it is the behind the scenes of her and her stylist knowing each other extremely well, because it's difficult. This isn't something that, you know, in a fitting situation, this isn't your normal look for late night. Most people who go on late night, especially females, they're gonna wear a little black dress. They're gonna wear a little cocktail dress. This is very left field from that, but it's extremely successful because of how tailored to Elle's sunshine personality that she's got.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just so ace. Like, I feel like I could sing from the mountaintops about like how much I like this on her.
Also, I don't really know how old Elle is. I know that we have definitely watched her grow up in
Elle's 21 now.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we watched her grow up. We watched her style evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always, to me, always been like a cool girl that exudes confidence. She's always smiley, bubbly, polite. And yeah, I think that this look is age appropriate for her being a young adult, but it's also kind of risky, as you would say, because it's like, I don't know who else this would look good on but her.
Yeah. There's not any other young or older actress that I can look at and be like, oh yeah, they could successfully do this. That's what I'm saying is so spectacular about this is that it's tailored so finely to her, and these two are magic together. If this is what they can do just for a late night, y'all, like, get ready, because the rest of these looks are going to be just as strong.
Yeah, so the next look we're going to talk about is Armani Privé, and it's for The Road's Not Taken at the Berlinale Film Festival premiere. This dress is a, what we call this, mermaid style?
Mm-hmm.
This is a mermaid-style dress that's like bodycon at the top, and at her thighs, it mermaids out to like a satin material. So I believe it's like velvet, and then there's a bow that's satin in the bottom that it kind of looks like Zac Posen almost, but it goes out to a mermaid style. And then she's holding a black clutch, and I think she looks amazing. I mean, Elle Fanning is a movie star, and she is exuding movie star status in this outfit. And it's a simple black dress, like very simple, but her body, like you can see the curves, her neck is long, her hair is pulled back. She's wearing like a little diamond barrette in the front. And yeah, it looks like she's sucking that neck in too. She's like statuesque.
Yes, very swan. This is Elle and her team letting us know that she will be a leading lady. This is very Angelina Jolie of her, very Cate Blanchett of her. This is Hollywood leading woman. Even though she is 21, this is a lot of dress.
Yeah.
It's a lot of presence. I love her faux bob that she has going on.
Yeah.
It's just simple, clean, sleek, sophisticated. This young woman brought it for this. A++.
Yeah, and this dress you could wear anywhere. I mean, it's very formal. Like, I could see her going anywhere in this dress.
Mm-hmm. This is great.
Yeah. So the next look we're going to talk about is Elle Fanning in Rodarte. And I believe she works with Rodarte a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She is wearing this dress to The Road's Not Taken at the Berlinale Film Festival photo call. And this one is a floral piece. I don't really know how to describe it. I know that it has like floral pieces like stuck to it to make it look like 3D. And then the dress is like white that has like branches all over it. And it's cap sleeved with ruffles on the caps. And it's T-length. It stops like right at her shins. And she is wearing like this strappy white shoe. And her hair is down. Her face is fresh. This one, how do you feel about this?
I think this is a ladies who lunch moment. I think this is older than her, and I think that this is a great attempt as far as her personality. Elle is selling it. I don't not believe her in it, but this dress to me, I imagine this being on Eva Longoria at a lunch event, or even like a Reese Witherspoon at like a Vanity Fair situation at Chateau Marmont.
Yeah.
So that's not great, because Elle is only 21. Those women I just mentioned are in their like 40s and 50s. Yes. So it's like, it ages her a little bit. But like, I mean, from the neck up, Elle looks beautiful. She's got that great beaming smile of hers. So like her presence in it, I believe her that she, I believe that Elle likes this dress. And so I think that she's given me that. Yeah. I don't think this dress though was meant for her.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think this dress was meant for her. I do think that it's a little bit older than what she represents. But I think they could have made the dress a little bit younger by probably adding like a belt or something and pulling her hair back a little bit, giving it something to make it like younger and fresher. Like they just threw this dress on her and like said like, Elle, take it away, because
I feel like too what they should have done, they should have drastically altered this and made it a mini dress. Or and that. I think if they had put like a booty with it, yeah, too, not black,
a clothes shoe,
but like, yeah, it would have to be a white booty, a light colored booty. But I think there is a way, because from the waist up, I like the dress on her. It's yeah. all waist down though, like you just said, the length, the style, it's not really working. But there is a world that this dress, not as it is, but this dress, the color that it is and everything, could work. But yeah, I would have hiked this up. I'm talking, I would have chopped several feet off and made it a mini dress on her. And I yeah. would have given her a little booty. And like you said, if she had pulled her hair up in a high pony or something, yeah. right then I would have been like, boom, there's your Rodarte dress reconstructured to yeah. like fit you.
And it's a photo call. So even if you did chop feet off of the dress, it would still be appropriate.
Exactly. And there's a way that you could alter this and not ruin the dress, like taking up all that feet. You'd have a lot of fabric underneath there, but with the right tailor, you can make that happen without cutting all that fabric. So they had choices. They made them. I feel like this is probably the way that this dress was presented on the runway. It doesn't look like many alterations have happened to it, if any. Yeah. And I think that that's maybe where the biggest misstep was that they didn't get risque enough in the tailoring.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg.
The next outfit we are talking about is a Gucci jumpsuit, and she wore this at a special screening of All the Bright Places. This is basically a black jumpsuit. It has short sleeves, and then in the front, it has like a cutout of like maybe flower petals. I don't know, like four, are those, is that a cutout?
Yeah.
It has like one petal up and then three petals down, and then she's wearing like an open toe, like black shoe. She has a chunky necklace, and this time she's showing sophistication with her glasses.
I don't like this look because it's wackadoodle to me. Like yeah. this to me, I'm trying to think. This is a little more indie than Elle is. Elle's high fashion, and I get it. This is a yeah. Gucci jumpsuit, but Elle can do high fashion. This to me looks a little bit like BCBG.
Not BCBG.
Yeah, BCBG. It looks a little like that to me. I don't favor or appreciate this chunky gold necklace. I do think I understand where they were trying to go with it, yeah. but it just comes across wacky and 70s, and not in that wacky 70s good way. But I think they tried. I always want to give them applause for trying, because I can see that like very blatantly on like, you guys are trying to give us things to work with. I don't think this is Elle Fanning. This is not becoming of her. And I can guarantee you, we will not see lots of looks like this from Elle Fanning in the future. We're not going to see a bunch of this on her.
Yeah, I don't honestly know what to think about this dress. Like, or it's not even a dress, it's a jumpsuit. But I don't know what to think about this outfit. I don't see what they were trying to do. I mean, Elle's a beautiful girl. So, like, I love the necklace with the glasses from the top up. And then, like, down, I don't understand it. I feel like that could be, like, a t-shirt with jeans situation. I don't get that it's Gucci one.
That cutout is so sad, you know?
Also, another thing with this, instead of doing, like, that chunky necklace, they should have done a chunky belt. I don't know. Something about their accessories with her is not like adding up. I think mm-hmm. they rely too much on her posture and her being Elle mm-hmm. versus like actually styling her out, because like her style is dope. She carries herself very well. So sometimes they style like they totally get it. And on this, it's like, I mean, it's, she could have thrown on some Chucks and been walking to the store or something.
To me, it's these cutouts. I can't get over the cutouts. I'm looking at it. If these cutouts didn't exist, if they had, like you said, thrown a belt on this, they can keep the necklace if they want. But, like, if they had just belted it and no cutouts, I think that would be way more successful. Yeah. It's the cutouts that are killing it for me. I kind of can't believe Gucci did this because I'm like, what happened?
I can.
Oh, no.
Gucci has some wild stuff.
Yeah, Gucci, this was a miss. I'm sorry, y'all.
Okay, so the next one we're going to talk about is Ralph Lauren Collection at the London Critics Circle Film Awards. And this dress, she does a lot of strapless dresses. I think she likes showing off her collarbones. Mm-hmm. And she's wearing a diamond necklace. Her hair is pulled back. So it's a white dress. It looks like it's textured a little bit. And basically, it's just like a simple gown. It's like, has a tight waist up top, and then it flows out to the bottom. It stops right at her shoes. Her shoes have a diamond strap, and they're like a white cream color to match the dress.
Mm-hmm. And there's pockets because she's got her hands in them, which is a very cute stance that she's taking.
What do you think of this?
I think that this looks, I would never in a million years guess that this is Ralph Lauren. I would think that this is Oscar de la Renta. I would even think this is maybe Chanel. So I was really surprised at the brand that it is. This is like classic Elle Fanning to me. This yeah. brings me back to her Armani Privé that she wore earlier, the second look we were talking about. This just looks like that. This is, for Elle, I believe that they are letting us know this is a classic, tied and true look for her that we're going to see a lot. Yeah. Like I just said with the Gucci jumpsuit, we're not going to see that yeah. a lot on her. This we will see a lot
she
on
She looks
her.
Like a movie star. Like, but this dress, like Jennifer Lawrence could wear it. There's a lot of people that could wear this dress. It's not necessarily like made for yeah. Elle Fanning, but it has a sophistication that Elle Fanning does have. Mm-hmm. And like, it looks perfect on her, and this is the direction I think her and her stylist should continue to go in. I mm-hmm. believe, I mean, they are amazing anyway together, and she can wear anything, but this is something that we will definitely see. Like, this says movie star, so yeah. I feel like that is what they need to continue going in.
Definitely.
So the next one, this is like one of my favorite looks. I'm like, oh, glad we're finally scrolling to the bottom. Elle Fanning is at the Maleficent Mistress of Evil London Photo Call premiere, and she is wearing a red suit, which I love. She's wearing Gucci. It's a red suit with like the suit jacket. She's wearing pants that are wide leg pants. They're red. She's wearing a button-up red shirt and a red tie and some red pumps. Like, she is wearing an all-red power suit as a young adult. It fits her perfectly. What do you think?
I think that she is bringing it in this. Like, I look at this and I'm like, Elle Fanning, you better work.
Right?
Just, you better bring it. And yes. she is. She's given me everything I want. This culotte pant on her, super cool, casual, but very, very sophisticated. The jacket is fitting right where it is. Like, that waist is snatched, right? But like in such a nice laid back way. Like, I don't feel like she can't breathe in it. Yeah. And then that tie is good. That is a good, like, wide tie, because I love that the tie is, it's covering up all of the button panel, and like we don't see any of that. Right. I love that, because it almost looks like a blouse, yeah. like a pussy bow kind of situation, but not like done up.
It's monochromatic. Her yeah. hair is like down, but it's straight, and she has like a swoop, like a side sweep bang, and it just makes her it just makes her, like, the suit is like power suit, like she needs a briefcase, but the way that her hair and makeup is, it makes her feel like young and fresh. So like, they did a really good job on this look.
Looking at this outfit, so if I had been at this event, this is the kind of outfit, if Elle walked past me, I'd get out the way. If Elle got really? On an elevator with me, I'd get off the elevator, because I'd be like, let me just let you go up by yourself. Like, this is one of those outfits really? I'd be like, let me just get out this girl's way, because she is fabulous and needs a catwalk. Yes, I would get out the way seeing her coming.
I would be like, girl, you look really good. Okay, I see you red. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd get out the way and get off the elevator. That's what I would do.
But she looks great. I mean, I probably would get out the way too. I'm lying.
And guys, Angelina Jolie is standing right next to her. We didn't even talk about her. Like, that's how good this red is we didn't even talk about Miss Angie Jo.
Angie Jo.
Angie Jo.
Got it. So the next look, one of our second to last looks we're going to talk about, is an Armani Privé gown for the Maleficent Mistress of Evil in London. And this is another look I love. This is more of a Cinderella type gown. The top is metal sheer, I would say. Mm-hmm. And then it has like a cape or like an overlay that's sheer that goes over her arms and it attaches at her wrist. So it looks like sheer, but it looks like there's like waves on her arm. And then it has like a princess like taffeta type gown. And I don't know if this color is like green or like sage or something. And then she's wearing like a drop earring. It's like a muted green, so like a mint color. Yeah. Or like, and she looks like she's giving me face, her hair is pulled back, and she looks like a star, basically.
This is that classic fairy tale moment for Elle. Elle does a lot of princess stuff. Yeah. Even prior to her being in Disney's Maleficent, like, she was doing a lot of that. This is another classic throwback style that she does. So she does a lot of the movie star strapless.
Yeah.
Or she does this, which is that very ethereal fairy tale princess. Just she and Samantha always make this work. They're either doing it with Armani Privé. They do it all the time in Rodarte. They even do it with Gucci sometimes. But I mean, they always come back to this in some of her indie films that she's premiering, obviously in the Disney franchise that she's got. And what I love about it too, this always compliments her co-stars. This photo that we have is just of Elle by herself, but we may throw it in for you guys on Instagram so you can see it. But there are photos of her alongside Angelina Jolie and Michelle Pfeiffer, who are also in the film. And the three of them together are like a powerhouse because they all brought it with these like fantastical gowns.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're talking to each other stylists when they do that.
For sure.
She looks so put together. The only thing I don't love her hair so much. It's in a very slicked back, like high bun.
Tight.
Yeah, it's a little severe for the dress.
I don't hate it. I just noticed that the neckline actually goes all the way up. That's like a mesh neck on top of the dress. I just thought like it was like a cape or something, sleeves thrown over.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair is very severe. She's giving me severe face. She's the star of Maleficent, so she looks like a star. Along with the Disney dresses, I think, I don't know. Sometimes with me, it's hit and miss. I know that she's like younger, so she can do like these princess like ball gowns. And I know that she has like really good style. But sometimes I'm like, you're working with Armani Privé, you're working with Gucci, and these people are making stuff for you or like tailoring stuff for you. You don't necessarily always have to go with the signature ball gown. Like, you can switch it up a little because, I mean, I trust your stylist, I trust your style, so we know that you can do it for sure.
Yeah. Oh, and last look, I've had so much fun talking about Elle. I could talk about her. Didn't realize I could talk about Elle.
I could literally talk about Elle. I mean, I love her for sure.
Yeah, a little cutie.
Although, I don't know if we should end on this one because this is my first time seeing this photo.
Oh, really?
So her last gown is Gucci. It's for the Maleficent Mistress of Evil world premiere. And she is wearing, can you describe this, Jess? Because I'm like,
yes, okay. It is moss. It's a gown and it is moss green. I believe this is chiffon. It has straps, but it is off the shoulder. So there's little like silver straps, but imagine off the shoulder. And it's pleated chiffon all throughout, pleated chiffon sleeves and pleated chiffon through the middle. The sleeves are bell sleeves. So imagine there's floral applique all over it, giving it a 3D look. And it's got like three different tiers of bell sleeve. And then there's an underlay that we see a little bit of that is, it's a very, very light blue. We see that coming out on these exaggerated long sleeves that she has. And also at the sleeve, it ties right at where it's like three quarter length. There's a purple tie that's going on and the tie is long. So it ties and it's bowed and it goes all the way down to like where the gown skirt part is. And then there's floral applique petals that are throughout the skirt part of the gown. And her hair is just down. They haven't really done a whole lot this time with her face. Fresh face, nude lip, hair down and straight. That's about it. I don't see an earring. I don't see a necklace. The dress is fairly busy, so I believe they're letting it speak for itself.
And I haven't seen Maleficent, but I believe it's based off of Sleeping Beauty because if you look at her finger, it has a red blood spot on it, and then it has red blood droplets.
Oh, that's blood droplets. I thought those were flower petals.
Yeah.
So I think
what they tried to do with this dress was tied into her character. I think that that's probably why.
Do we like these blood straps?
I mean, I get it.
I didn't know. Now looking at you, I wish y'all could see my face. Because I'm just like, are those really some blood? Like, we're being They're blood droplets.
Yeah, I think that's the part that I don't care for. Because it's like the leaves, I guess those are leaves on her outfit. Like leaves and flowers and then the blood droplets. It's a literal interpretation of her character onto the red carpet, which is, I mean, I get it, but I don't get it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm like, are you five? Like, this is cute Kiernan Shipka when Kiernan was 10. This is cute Elle Fanning when Elle was 7. This is cute when Dakota was 8. Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah, so I guess with that, well, Gucci does a lot of literal interpretations. So I think, like, the brand is okay. But I think that going to your premiere, she should have worn something more movie star-esque. Like a black, a white.
This looks like high school theater.
Yeah.
This looks like a high school theater Midsummer's Night. Like,
yes.
That's what this is. This is not Sleeping Beauty.
But it's Elle Fanning, so she can literally wear any. Like, she's wearing this dress and it looks great on her. But if it was on someone else, it probably would look super crazy.
I'm trying to think. There's no one else that I would really want to
see. Oh, Helena Bonham Carter.
Do you think Nicole Kidman could maybe wear this because of the green color? Since she's like a redhead?
I mean, honestly, my thing is with this dress, if they would have just chopped the sleeves off and then like done it as like a green dress, it would have been totally fine. So Nicole Kidman could definitely wear this dress.
Yeah. For some reason, I'm getting Nicole Kidman vibes out of this. Like, she wouldn't look too crazy in it, but it takes someone with a lot of height and it takes someone with a lot of presence. That's why Elle is executing this even to the degree that she is.
Yeah.
Oh, those blood drops. I'm so sad.
You were all excited, and then you're like, oh.
I even like lied and said, and it's flower petals. And you were like, no, girl, those are blood drops. And I was like, well, there we go. This is not great.
It's okay. It is what it is for that occasion.
Overall, though, her portfolio in just this little bit of like 8 photos,
yeah.
I mean, she had more hits than she had misses.
And another thing is a lot of her dresses that we talked about or a lot of her outfits were all different. And a lot of stars, like, we just picked 8 photos and they're all different. I mean, like, yeah, she did a jumpsuit and she did dresses, but they all have different looks. They all have different styles. And a lot of people can't really do that. So I appreciate Elle Fanning and I appreciate Samantha McMillan.
I do too. I like them both so much. I hope they never part. There's just sometimes there's sometimes, like, I'm a stylist and no, I would never want to poach her because I can't do it any better than they do. Like,
I mean,
no, I really can't. Like, there's just sometimes when certain stylists and talent together are just, it makes sense. And those two are it. I hope that they have a really, really, really long, like, trajectory with each other because it's very, very fun to review them. I actually haven't had this much fun reviewing red carpet on the DM in a minute.
Yeah.
And y'all, that is the end of episode 10, my friends. Yes. Thanks so much for tuning in. You'll find links to The Greats homepage and streaming services in the description box below. A special thank you to Nearby Sound for our theme song.
If you enjoyed the show, please introduce a friend to our work and tell them to subscribe. Follow us on thedm.net or on Instagram. The DM is produced by Joe Passarelli, Audrey Brianne, and Tyree.
Thank you so much for joining us in another episode of The DM. We would love if you guys would come and follow us. Get in our DMs. You can follow me at Audrey Brianne and AudreyBrianne.com.
You can follow me, Tyree Style, S-S-T-Y-L-E, or TyreeStyle.com.
So you guys can find us at The DM on iTunes and anywhere that podcasts are available on your device. Thank you so, so, so much for tuning in. I hope you guys really enjoyed this. This was super, super fun. Thank you.
Bye,
guys.